China's crackdown on ethnic Uyghurs is increasingly clear. As many as 1 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities are being held in what China calls re-education camps. But recent documents suggest the policy is even more draconian. The Chinese leadership is intent on crushing any hint of separatist movements. These policies have divided countless families. In Turkey, dozens of Uyghur children are being cared for at a boarding school while their parents are trapped back in China. Duri Baskaran reports from Istanbul.
The 11-year-old boy has a slight frame, but a wide smile. His favorite class at school is art. His favorite dinner is chicken with noodles. And when I ask him to introduce himself, this is the first thing on his mind.
I wish freedom for my country, and I want to fight for the freedom of my country.
The country he's referring to is East Turkestan, the term many Uyghurs use to describe China's northwestern Xinjiang province and their hopes for its independence. Here in Istanbul, thousands of miles away, 33 boys live in a boarding school for Uyghur children who have been separated from their parents. Mohammed Izatullah is in charge of caring for the children's daily needs. He says in most cases, the children arrived in Turkey with their parents for what was supposed to be a temporary visit. When the parents realized how bad things were getting in Xinjiang, they returned to China to get their affairs in order.
They decide to put their children to someone they know and go back and try to sell their houses, their business, collect all their value and come back.
But once they returned to China, the parents were detained.
They never come back.
Uyghur community leaders say up to 400 children are here in Turkey without their parents. These 33 boys were the first to attend this school because their living situations were considered the most unstable. In the dormitory, bunk beds sleep four boys to a room. A list of chores is on the wall. Izatullah tells me that the staff here avoid talking to the kids about what's happening to their parents back in China, but that doesn't keep the boys from worrying.
Sometimes they isolate themselves and are really sad about it. He tries everything he can to help them, but actually he don't really know what to do, and it happens a lot.
Usually he takes them aside, tries to kick around a ball and get their mind off of it. If all else fails, he takes them to the mall for ice cream, a new toy, anything.
It was especially difficult in the beginning, but by the time they start to get used to it and it's getting a little bit better.
Izatullah knows the pain of separation. He's also alone in Turkey. His wife and 9-year-old daughter are thousands of miles away in Xinjiang.
They had bought a flight ticket, but suddenly government start collecting all passports from Uyghurs. That's how they stuck.
Taking care of the kids here, he says, is one way he can feel normal. As the sun sets, a group of girls play a duck-duck-goose game with a teacher. About 100 children are non-boarding students who take Uyghur classes here. They stay with relatives nearby. Iman Yaqob is raising two of his grandchildren. He has a shop where he sells fruit and vegetables that are hard to come by in Turkey, like Chinese long beans and chives. It's not easy compared to the comfortable life he used to lead in China, but nothing compares to how hard it is for him and his wife to be parents to their grandkids.
Yeah, we try to take care of them as good as we can, but of course we can never do the same as their own parents.
The children's parents and two brothers are still in China, he says.
Actually, we have never told them the true story. We always try to tell them that one day they will come here. Don't worry.
His 8-year-old granddaughter is a bit shy, but she tells me she likes school.
Excuse.
Math is her favorite subject.
She liked to play with her friend and doing homework together, singing together.
Uyghur community leaders say that as far as they know, this boarding school is the only one of its kind. The school stays afloat with donations from a group of Uyghur businessmen that the director, Habibullah Kusemi, prefers not to name. As for the children themselves, he says, he worries about their safety all the time.
We know there have been statements from Chinese police that wherever we are in the world, they will reach them and put them back in the jail.
It's impossible to keep something like this a secret, he says. The location of the school, the identities of the kids, they have to assume the government knows everything.
So we worry. We do everything we can to keep them safe.
Most of the children here know that their parents are detained in camps, Kusemi says. In some cases, they've received word that their parents have died in custody. And that puts a big question mark on their future. Without their parents, living alone in a foreign country, what are their options? As the kids gather for dinner, Kusemi says his goal is to keep the students housed and cared for until they can go to university.
We have a responsibility to the nation to keep our identity, and the language is the most important element to keep our national identity.
Without that, he says, we wouldn't be Uyghurs anymore. For the world, I'm Derry Buscarin, Istanbul.